Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio here on December 4th, Wednesday, 2024. I cannot believe we are already in December. And yes, Blog Talk is operating today. We have been running into a lot of technical issues on Blog Talk's side. And so we want to personally apologize, as this has been stuff that has been out of our hands. And unfortunately, we are the victims also of not being able to get on because our hosts yesterday were all eager and excited to do Testimonial Tuesday. And so that was not able to happen. And yes, this is becoming more frequent. So thank goodness to Bettina Torres and for them footing the bill to keep Blog Talk up and running. And we are going to propose that the company kind of take it over and then use this tool possibly as an access for other avenues that Beamer Corporate could also use. So please know that we are very much aware of the technical difficulties that even I'm having technical difficulties on talking today, guys. But anyway, we are definitely looking into the different options and wanting to see what can be done to make this a much more favorable experience for not only us, but for you, the listener. All right. So what is Roundtable Wednesday? Roundtable Wednesday is the opportunity to call in, ask any and all questions as they relate to Beamer. It could be Beamer Share. It could be warranty issues. It could be the specials that are going on. It could be ordering processes. Whatever it is, this is your opportunity to ask questions. And as they say, rising tides raise all ships. So this is where we all learn together. And I'll be honest, guys, I'm going to be a little selfish here. And I'm just going to share with you that one of the reasons that I stay involved so much with Blog Talk Radio as a host and co-host and helping out with Testimonial Tuesday and doing the scheduling for everybody to do it is it forces me to stay involved because it is so easy to be distracted by family events and other things going on around us in our worlds that we can very easily start to lose touch with what is happening within Beamer. So this literally helps keep me involved. And by that, I guess that leads us into a great topic of conversation. And that would be, and I'll pose this question to you guys. What do you do to keep yourself involved in Beamer? Okay, I want you to think about that. What do you do to help keep yourself involved in Beamer? Do you have weekly meetings that you attend with your upline or fellow distributors? Is it something that you personally do and you go in and you read the newsletter monthly? Is it something where you watch the videos that have been graciously shared with us and watch Dr. Burka's Wellness Wednesdays and or if you're a medical practitioner, the Medical Mondays. So let me know. Press the number 1 on your phone and that'll bring you into the queue because honestly, I would like to see and get kind of a template of what other people are doing out there to stay involved in Beamer. And it could be as much as just listening to Blog Talk Radio as well each week and or listening to the recordings. Also, if you do not know how to listen to the recordings, press the number 1 on your phone and I will go into my little script on how to listen to the recordings with the different apps that we have on our phone, whether you have Apple or an Android, and I can help you out with that. So press the number 1 on your phone, guys. Let's get the conversation started here because I know we have all sorts of topics that we can discuss, but I'm just giving out ideas. You know, what do you do to stay involved in Beamer? So just press the number 1 on your phone. Yes, we have a lot of bashful people here today. I totally understand. The holidays are among us. We're all stressed out. But I can guarantee you that if you share what's on your mind, you will sleep so much better tonight. It's almost as good as a Beamer session. So, hey, I want to help relieve stress from your shoulders, guys, and allow you to get a good sleep. So just press the number 1 on your phone, and let's see what topics of conversation we can bring up. Because everybody knows that if we don't have anybody that does involvement here, I am known to do a countdown from 10 down to 0. And if nobody is involved, then we go ahead and we shut down the show early. Okay. So good. We have got an individual to start off here. Let me find my cursor on my screen here because I have different windows opened up so that I can help answer you guys' questions. So I am calling upon 707-481. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with and where are you from?
Well, Greg, it's Mary Sue from Napa Valley, and I can't let you do this alone.
there you go, Mary.
And as I know, this is a very busy time of year, and especially for you coming up here very shortly.
Yeah, that's for sure. I told my fiance that, look, I just want a very simple wedding. I don't want you stressed out. It's that time of the season, yada, yada. Oh, no. Guys, I am learning really quick. There's a difference between guys and gals. She thrives on stress right now, but she is putting together the most amazing. And what's really neat is because of the holidays with Christmas is that all the decorations are going to be Christmas in style. It's just going to be like a winter wonderland.
I love it.
Yeah.
Especially you being back there in Iowa.
The temperature helps, trust me. I am already acquiring Iowa clothing and getting rid of California clothing.
Oh, that means you're not going to come back. Oh.
Oh, I'll be back to visit on a regular basis, but yeah. When I'm here, I'm not going to be shivering like that little gopher or whatever it is on the movie Ice Age. That's always chasing that nut around. Yeah, where he's there always shivering around. That kind of looks like me right now.
All right. Well, I keep active with Beamer as much as I can this time in my life. I share it with absolutely everybody. I mean, I have shared it with people in gas stations. I've shared it with people walking up the post office steps that are hobbling and they never used to. I mean, that's the one thing I share it with everybody. I get on the Blog Talk. That's a great way to be active in Beamer. I would like to get to more live academies. I have not been able to keep up with the changes in the back office and trying to find where things are. I guess I'm not supposed to talk about what I've not been able to do, but maybe that would help improve some things. Maybe. So, that's pretty much what I've been doing. I haven't been able to get groups together. Well, no, I'm not supposed to talk about what I can't do, because it's not a matter of can't, it's choosing, I guess, in reality.
Right.
But, yeah, no, that's how I keep active. I try to get in and look in my back office and read the newsletters. I'm not seeing anything sent to my email. I get the, you know, the announcements for Bettina's Monday night things and the, you know, the group things from the company, but they used to do newsletters on a more frequent basis. Am I missing something?
There is a way, I believe, in the newsletters that we receive on in our back office. I am scrolling through it right now, and normally there's a section that says if you're not receiving the other newsletters, to reach out and check these email or get this email address. I'm kind
if
of
you
going
find it,
through.
Do me a favor and send it to me by my text if you can, because that's the other issue. There's like so many emails that I can't always see emails. I do much better by text. And I did sign up for their text messaging, but that was a long time ago. And I do get, you know, some things by there when there's different meetings happening.
They're working on that, on improving their system. I do know that. So the only thing right now I can recommend, and I hate to overload customer support, but giving customer support a call, and they might be able to direct you. Or what you can do is you know the IBD-support at
correct.
At beamergroup.com, I think it is. Let me double check. So here's what I'm doing, guys. I've gone into my Beamer back office. So you go to backoffice.beamer.services, type in your email address and your password. That brings up your back office. On the far left side is distributor library. I'm clicking on distributor library, and there's a wealth of information there. Now, there is, as you scroll down, the very first big orange banner, it says get connected. I'm clicking on that, and then it says contact information directly under that. And there's Beamer USA support directory and Academy director list. I am clicking on the first one, Beamer USA support directory. So it's the very first thing there. And that should bring up, even though my screen just went blank, there it is. Okay. And the very top item, it says for Beamer distributors. And I click on that. And that brings up the phone number for customer support and their hours, which is 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. And then also underneath the 800 number is the email address, which is ibd-support@beamer.services. What you can do is send an email there stating, I would like to be put on the texting service and the email campaigns letting me know of events and services occurring within Beamer. And I am a distributor. My name is such and such. My distributor number is such and such. And then also in the heading for that email, just saying wishing to be added to email and texting system. And that's what I would recommend. Does that help, Mary?
Okay. Yeah, I didn't write that down because I'm doing about three things at once, my usual mode of operation. But, yeah, I may just send an email directly to the IBD support services.com and have
them. Yeah, and they get to everything in order received. Okay.
Sounds good.
All righty. So
all right.
And then
another
quick question. You mentioned how well you share to people in gas stations, things like that. How do you go about doing that? Do you have Beamer Share? Do you have a video already downloaded on your phone? What is it that, how is it that you share Beamer?
Okay. When I meet somebody, I try to immediately get them in my phone because I found that the Beamer Share works best if they're already in my phone as a contact. I've had difficulty putting it in later, you know, when you're on the Beamer Share page. So I found it best to, you know, even just get on a piece of paper, put it in my phone as a contact. I also make a note in my phone as to where I met them, so I kind of go back in time when I'm, you know, sending it to them and remind them of the situation if it's over a period of time. I love Beamer Share because you can tell when they open it and how far they watch it. Well, you can't really tell how far they watch it, but you know when they're in, they've seen it. You don't know how far they've watched it, but it gives you an opportunity to follow up with them and share more. I try not to explode on them and give them too much stuff.
Sure. Just planting the seed.
Yeah, I usually send a green video. It'd be great if people in this world had time to be able to look at a little, I love the blood flow video, but most people are kind of in a hurry in life, it seems, unless you're in a situation where you are sitting and you're really chatting, and that's ideal. Yeah, I find out what their, you know, situation is. I try to place them in, you know, in myself, in my brain as to, you know, what they're, and then I can go back in my notes in their listing in my phone and put down that they may be looking for a business opportunity. They have this or that situation going on with their bodies, or they know somebody, you know, that has, and that's all good tools of information to have later time to encourage them to keep going. Yeah, so, yeah, I usually just, I don't know, I'm trying to think at the gas stations. I don't know, I just start talking to people. And, you know, when I find out I have a doctor or a nurse or something, then I go in that direction. People with animals, you know, that's how I actually, you know, made my first purchase, because Beamer relates to anything that has blood. And it's terrific because animals don't know placebo, even though it's an off market use. You know, it's life. So that's pretty much what I do.
You know, Mary, you brought up one thing too, which is good, that you enter people into your contact list before you send Beamer Share to them. I highly, highly, highly recommend that a person enter the person that they are in contact with, enter that person into your contact information I highly recommend that the person that you are in contact with enters your information into their contact information on their phone. And this is the reason why. I have found out, at least with Apple phones, and depending on the security settings on their phones, if you send care to them, and they do not have you entered into their phone as you as a contact, receive like a little text thing, but it'll say, you know, possible spam, and the video does not open up, and they can click on all they want and it won't open up. However, once they enter into their phone as a contact, and then they go back to that text message, automatically it pops open, and then they are able to click on it and watch it. And I learned about this, it reminded me last year, but the year before, when I was working the Iowa State Fair, and I sent it to an individual because I always made sure that their phone dinged or whatever, to make sure they gave me the right phone number. But then I go, yeah, go ahead and open it. And they sat there, kept on trying to click it, and it wouldn't work. Well, we discovered they had to enter me into their phone as a contact, so their phone recognized me as a viable individual. Then the video opened up. So that's a very important thing to do. Otherwise, you're sending these things out and people aren't able to open it up and you're in the water.
That's very interesting. I wasn't aware of that. And there are some people that I've noticed never open, and I would follow up with a phone call to them and say, hey, I noticed you didn't look at this.
Right. Well, and what you need to do is make sure that they get it entered.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yep, you're welcome. All right. And because, Mary, you were the very first one today, you get this.
Great.
So thanks so much. So much, Mary. Okay, let's move on to our next one. Let's move on to 831-760. Who are we speaking with and where are you from?
Good morning, Greg. This is Sibylla from Monterey, California. A little bit warmer than where you are.
Yeah, yes, it is. I miss it greatly, but that's okay. I'm with the love of my life, so that's all right.
Okay, so I just wanted to share a little bit how I stay connected, what all I use that is offered from Beamer or people around me that I learn, what I can learn. I get two newsletters. I get one from Chris Varonis. I love the Monday Motivation. And I have Bettina's newsletter. So I always go through them, look what is there, which recordings, go into Bettina's Google Drive and go to older recordings, meetings. There's always something to learn. Then, of course, there are the meetings. Chris Varonis and George, they are so gracious. They allow me to join their meeting, and it's so interesting for me how they do it. It's just something I want to learn for the future when I will have a team. And I want to be a good group or team leader or whatever. So I just want to learn. And Bettina's Monday meetings, they are wonderful too. They're just a totally different style. So it's just wonderful to learn from people who know what they do. And then, of course, I do blog talk. Listen, when I'm not right there at 9 o'clock, I for sure always listen to the recordings. And then I use my IBD calendar and look which meetings are in there that are offered from corporate. So today there will be one at 10,
mm-hmm.
right after blog talk. So I have time, I can join that one. And of course, Dr. Berger, I always, his monthly meetings for me and for friends of mine or people who might be interested into Beamer out of the medical field. I just met a person yesterday. He will refer me to his physical therapist and chiropractor. And mm-hmm. he said they will be there. They are really open-minded. So I have not met these two people yet, but I will meet him again tonight. So I mm-hmm. hope I get the emails. And what else? Academies. I love the online academies. I'm still not healthy enough that I can travel and go through this whole ordeal. What is normal life for everybody else of you guys. I'm just still too handicapped. In a few years, I might be able to do that. But the online academies, they are really the biggest lifeline for me. It's just my little bit of Beamer family. And I find the academy directors, they are the best mentors, even though they're not my mentors, but the way how they teach and give information. I mean, it's just what every mentor should do, and they are just amazing. They are so amazing in their own style and how they do things. So they are wonderful role models for me, too. So that's, yeah. I think, pretty much all that I do to stay in touch.
No, that's good. And you've got a good balance, and you're hitting on all cylinders there, too, Sibylla. Is where you are receiving the emails, which you can read at your own time. And it takes, what, maybe 10 minutes to read an email just to kind of get up to speed on things. We've got Blog Talk, which not only can you listen live and be interactive, but then also we have the recordings that a person can listen to. And then whatever, you said the academies, and yes, there's 1 to 2, online academies sometimes a month, and being able to do that is extremely valuable. And here's why I say that. is as an Academy Director trainee, we update the slide deck, the PowerPoints, up to like the day before an Academy. So let's say they surprise us with a special. Well, they will send us a new slide deck the night before the Academy to use at the Academy to share the most recent up-to-date information. And so the online academies are all free. And whether you sign up for both days or you're able to just make one day or half a day or what have you, these are extremely valuable. And it's a great, great way to stay in contact and find out what's going on. Because I forget the exact numbers of distributors we have in the U.S. now. I think it's around between 12 and 14,000 people. However, how many of those are actually active? And it's maybe 5% are actually active.
Yeah.
So we've reduced the numbers dramatically with that. And then if you look at the disclaimer sheet for income producing, it does a breakdown of like the percentage of how many people are trainees, juniors, seniors, group leaders, and so forth. And you see, and people go, oh, well, is there a lot of distributors in my area? And I ask them, I go, well, when was the first time you heard about Beamer? Well, I just heard about it just now. I go, well, obviously, there's not enough people in your area to let people know about Beamer. I go, how many State Farm insurance agent offices are in your area? Well, I know about three or four. I go, yeah. And all of them are extremely busy and still haven't even tapped into all of the opportunities out there for clientele. I go, so we have a wide open field. So when you're involved in Beamer, and whether it's just an email once a week or watching a video, going into your Beamer back office and going into your distributor library and going down to sales and marketing, or a person can go down into the science of items. I know a lot of people love to listen to Dr. Burka, and if you go into science and medical, you can click on that, and there is a plethora. All the videos for all the Wellness Wednesdays are right there, and I'm not going to take the time to count all of them, but there is almost 36 videos in there, and each of them are almost an hour long. So you could have a full-time job for a whole week, pretty much, watching just the Wellness Wednesdays and covering different topics and interviews and the whole bit. So there is so many ways that we all can stay involved, and that's what is so neat with being able to do that. So, yeah, thanks so much for sharing all that, Sevilla. You have always been a wealth of information and an inspiration to all of us.
Thank you. Right, because you talk so much about Wellness Wednesday right now, so often I think when I go in there, who was the guest speaker? Do you have any influence because you have these manager meetings, you see Dr. Burka? Is there a way that when they list the Wellness Wednesday that they also list the guest speaker? Because sometimes when I share, it's also because of the guest speaker. It just would be the same vibe or the vibe that I know that the person I want to forward it to, they would really enjoy to listen to that person.
Yeah. You know what? I'm making some notes here for my the next advisory board committee, which is on the 19th. And I'm going to put that down.
Yeah. And then I also want to say, because the guests at the academies that's one of the big things, really. It's always up to date. We always get the newest news there, and it's good. But for me, honestly, it's also Blog Talk. That's how I had started with connecting with the company, reading eventually when I connected my email, and then joining the meeting and learn. And that's how I learned about Blog Talk. And Blog Talk, I mean, with every host, it's always a little bit different. But I find that Blog Talk also do not have the time, or for whatever reason, they cannot dive into Beamer World and join so many meetings and learn everywhere. But just by listening to Blog Talk, I find we also get the updates. And that is important. I find it so sad when people who are distributors just have no clue what is going on. And listening to Blog Talk is so easy. It's so convenient. The last few months when I wasn't doing so well, I mean, the recordings, that was the first thing. Once I could get on my feet and start thinking, that's how I start the day. I just go listen to my Blog Talk radio and at least know what is going on. So, yeah, so I just want to say that not only academies, but Blog Talk really keeps us in the loop.
Yeah, no, that's awesome that you bring that up. And we greatly appreciate it. And it's equally as frustrating for us when Blog Talk is having their technical issues. And I don't know if it's all day long or it just so happens to fall at the same time that we're using their system or whatever the case may be, because it's a third party that, for a lot of people that don't know, Bettina had a gal on her team in Washington State that actually started using this service just as a means of reaching out to her team. It was just private. And then they were like, you know what, this is working really well. Why don't we go ahead and open this up and share this with other people? Now, you hear the voice at the very beginning explaining what Blog Talk is, and that's actually the original gal, and I feel bad for not knowing her name. But that is the person that originally started Blog Talk, and then Bettina, in the kindness of her heart, has taken it upon herself to actually continue paying for the Blog Talk system. So this is not the corporate at all doing this. This is us fellow distributors, and i.e. Bettina Torres, God bless you, for paying to maintain Blog Talk this whole time. So major kudos go out to her. And if you see her, say, you know, give her a big thank you. So yeah, we're continuing to try to work on things. I do know that Ben Woodward and also Mac, is it Samson? They are in Liechtenstein right now, proposing some options to corporate Liechtenstein in regards to things to make it easier, whether it be back office or ordering processes, different things there. Ben has done a great job, and I gave him major kudos, because any time you walk into a new company, or for me, going into a marriage, anything like that, you normally want to take about 6 months before you make any real changes. You want to get a feel for things. You want to find out what's happening, what's going on, how do things work, you know, what really the machine works. Then once you discover all the pros and the cons, then you can start applying things that might help out or make a difference to things. So that is exactly what we've been doing. And then now he also, during this whole time, he has listened and taken a lot of notes of all the distributors, whether it be a brand new person signing up to people all the way up through the OD pluses. And every everybody in between and finding out what are the hiccups that we have. What things are causing that wrench to fall into the gears when you meet somebody and here you're wanting to put in an order and all of a sudden you can't get the order in because the system is not allowing it, or it's asking for this, or, oh my gosh, I got to shun this and that to make things happen. So they are truly actively looking into the different things and going to bring some options to corporate. So just know that we're going to continue to grow, continue to develop, and make sure that we're staying up to speed with all other companies out there. Because let's face it, if you're an individual and you go on Amazon, it's click, 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 and the order is in. It's that simple. We want to do the same thing with Beamer. We want to make that easy to be able to put an order in, because that is a huge reflection of everything else that Beamer represents, which is high-quality items. And so we have a lot of things to look forward to. So think, do you have anything else you'd like to share, Sevilla? I have another person that is coming along.
No, go ahead with the other person. I mean, yeah, just have more people speak. That's great. So thank you for you hosting Blog Talk, and I keep listening.
And you deserve this, young lady. You always deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All righty. Let's move right on to our next caller. 919-802. Who are we speaking with, and where are you from?
Hi, this is Joan from North Carolina.
I hope you can hear me.
Because what I'm hearing from you is very broken up, so it's bad reception here. But I have one comment about the brand new carrying case. I wish that things like this were presented to us where we could comment on them before they're actually put in production, because I would like to see the carrying case with four wheels on it on one end and an extra handle on the other end for us older people who find it hard to carry these around. That's just my thought.
No, they are looking into this was the initial launch for us. That has been brought up, and I appreciate you bringing it up here, but I'll just let you rest assured that that has been brought to their attention. They were mentioning that they tried an option when they were looking at this, but because of the size, number one, and trying to get the overhead bins on a plane, let's say if you're going to try to travel with it, it does meet the expectations for traveling because it is a medical device. It doesn't have to meet standard measurements for overhead compartment. However, with the wheel, they said the ones that they tried were very unstable because it was narrow enough, it didn't hold up well. And so they are looking into other options to bring to the table. And also, one of them might be, don't quote me on this, and I know this is recorded, but to bring some back, kind of like the Go Pack, and then where we can put the B body and or the B bed, like in a suitcase or whatever, then just having this bag, something like if you're just going to go out and do a demo locally or something there. But I totally hear you, and they are looking into it. Don't worry, girl. They hear the voices out there.
Okay, thank you very much. That's all I have to say.
Oh, you're welcome, Joan. You're welcome. It's always to hear your voice. So thank you for that. All righty, everybody. We've got about 5 minutes left. If anybody would like to contribute, would love to hear you. We've had a great show today so far. We've had a lot of good information brought on board. Let's continue to keep this ball rolling. Okay, we got two more people that popped on. We have 866-238. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are we speaking with and where are you from?
Hi, this is Wanda Henson over in Daytona Beach, and I'll make it quick. As far as the emails, I love getting the emails. I get a couple of newsletters, one from Verona's and one from Bettina, and they've been going to my junk mail. So I go looking in my junk mail to find them. So I just figured out that I can right-click, and it'll say never block them. So they added,
oh, yeah.
I guess, in
and
the system.
And add them to your first line or to your highlighted emails or primary emails or whatever like that too. A lot of times there's that option at the very somewhere where you can click on it and it gives you an option maybe even to develop and put them in a category as well.
Yeah, I thought I had done that. But that's just an option, whereas if you right-click it, it'll give you that option. If you click on the junk, then it says block or unblock, whatever, but it says never block. So I clicked that, and there's a little box, and it said it'll never be blocked. So I thought, well, that'll be great. I know to go look for it each week or each month, but just an option. I'll let you go so you can get the next caller.
Oh, no worries, Wanda. No, great. Thank you so much for that. And I know you and Joan also deserve this.
Thank you very much. Have a great one.
You too, Wanda. Appreciate it. All right. We have 805-406. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with and where are you from?
Good morning, Greg. Thank you for being there for us. This is Grandma Got Run Over by a Pickup. I heard my song on the radio yesterday, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, and you sent me the one Grandma Got Run Over by John Deere. Remember you sent me that? It was funny. Anyway, what I did in the beginning when I got my Beamer, Helena Bress told me, if you don't do anything else, get on Blog Talk. And that's what I did. I started on Blog Talk. Even when I couldn't get out, I was too, I wasn't mobile. I couldn't go anywhere. I still had Blog Talk. And that was my connection. And I will be ever so grateful to Bettina and whoever the other gal is for starting Blog Talk. I know in other companies that I was in, we did have a call-in, and then we did Zoom calls like we're doing right now for Power Hour. So we've got everything we need as long as we get the information, and you're the one, you're part of that puzzle that's put together for us to, you know, help us get the information that we need about Beamer. So that was the one thing that I've always, and I'm not good at recordings very much, so I like the live stuff. And I learned something, even though I'm not a horse person, I learned something on Equine Thursday. So Testimonial Tuesday, Roundtable Wednesday, and Equine Thursday. And we used to have Monday through Friday, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did. Really quick, Jan, too. Do you receive Bettina or Chris's emails?
I don't.
Okay.
I get Bettina's. I do get Bettina's. I don't get Chris's, though.
Okay. We're coming down to
and George.
If anybody has information on how to join Bettina or Chris's emails, if we don't have time today, let's bring it up next week. And please come on so that we can share with others how you join and are able to get on their email address list. And I will also do my due diligence and look into that. I will reach out to them personally and try to get that information. All right. So anyway, Jen, we're coming down to the end. I want to wish you all the best, young lady. You always deserve this. And I also, Jan, I did send you a text message in regards to an individual. I'll reach out to you after the show here.
Okie doke.
All righty. All righty, everybody. Right. We are coming down now to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for participating. And please make sure you listen to Equine Thursday. Those guys are knocking it out of the park. And then also, please do your due diligence. Try to listen to Testimonial Tuesdays. And we apologize once again for all the technical issues we're having. But we will keep driving. We will keep showing up. And if the system isn't working, well, then we go to plan B. That's how we roll here at Beamer. If our first option doesn't work, we go to the second option and so on and so forth. So with that, everybody, I want to wish everybody a wonderful, wonderful week. Make sure you continue to Beamer on. Make sure you continue to touch people's lives, as not only we are changing them physically, but financially. There are so many people out there right now that are looking for options. If they are not made aware of the option, there's no way they can act upon that option. So please make sure you get out there and share it. Come from the heart, not from your pocketbook. Your love will show through and your business will thrive. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we will talk to you next week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.